Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today's episode is just going to be off the cuff. I'm actually looking at my schedule and like my calendar of topics, which I already have organized all throughout to December. You know, I pretty much know what each episode is going to be about every single week, unless I have a last minute change. But for the most part, they've been, you know, planned in advance. But today's episode kind of just came to me right now, and it's all about self-care and the importance of self-care and what self-care really means, because self-care is more than just a spa day. And I would love to have a spa day every day, but if we define self-care as a spa day, then we are not caring for ourselves enough. Because how often are you going to get a massage or a facial or just some sort of luxury treatment? How often are you really going to treat yourself to these things? Once a month, you know, if even. And we need to be doing self-care every single day or you're going to burn out. And I tend to forget to take care of myself every single day. And I think that we need to accept the fact that productivity can sometimes become toxic when we convince ourselves that we have to be productive all the time. Because that is not taking care of yourself. And I'm the first person to say that, like, I love a nap or I love to lay in bed and watch a movie. And that to me is a form of self-care. Like just relaxing, just taking a damn nap or laying in bed and watching Friends or putting on a movie, like without having to explain myself to anyone. Because that's what makes me feel good. That's how I take care of myself. And I think that a lot of people get stuck with this guilty, like shameful mindset that if they're not being productive, that's not a good thing. That's not okay. But that is so far from the truth. How productive can you really be if you burn yourself out? How much can you really get done if you are exhausted? I personally operate so much better after taking care of myself. So identify what it means to you. Now, you might not be a napper, or you might not like to lay in bed and watch a movie. Like, that might not do it for you. But maybe going on a walk does it for you. And if that's your thing, then you need to be going on a walk every single day. Or maybe even just like having ice cream or dessert. You know, whatever it is that makes you feel good is a form of self-care. And I don't know the science and statistics behind this, but from my own experience, I can confidently tell you that you will perform so much better, you will get so much more done, and you will feel so good doing it if you do your work and do work on your projects and do your things in a routine that also includes self-care on a daily basis. Your self-care might even just be listening to a podcast. Am I a form of self-care for some of you? I hope that I am. That would be like a huge goal for me. Like knowing that people listen to my podcast as a form of self-care is actually a very insane thing to think about. And I hope that I can be that for some people. Something else that I think about, you know, with podcasts and with books and stuff is that sometimes I think people only listen to podcasts or only read books about like personal development. And I am here for the personal development and mindset stimulation type of books and podcasts and things that help you grow as an entrepreneur and as a person and all this kind of stuff, all these personal development type things that we have access to, all these different resources. They're absolutely amazing and I'm here for all of them. But this summer, when I was in Italy, I read two or three books, novels, you know, romance type books. And oh my God, it felt so good to read again. And I don't mean read something that makes me grow as an entrepreneur. I mean read something that just brings me to another place, a fictional story. It just puts my heart and my soul and my mind in a whole other world. If anyone needs recommendations, I read It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. Absolutely fucking amazing book. And I read The Last Letter from Your Lover, which, by the way, ladies, I watched first on Netflix before I read the book. And that movie took a toll on me. I've probably watched that movie 5 times at this point. Like, I am so obsessed with that movie that I can't really put it into words how obsessed I am with it. Then I read the book, and there are so many differences, but still amazing, you know, like still a really, really, really good book. I mean, obviously the book came first, so the book is fabulous, but the movie could have never taken, you know, the complete context of the book because it would have been a 6-hour movie. The book is very, very, very long. I haven't read a romance fiction novel in years, and it felt so good to read something that just took me out of the reality of needing to know how to level up and how to make more money and how to be the most productive person in the world and all these types of things. And again, there's nothing wrong with those personal development things. I love them. I'm here for them. But sometimes we feel guilty doing anything other than leveling us up. And I'm here to tell you guys that whatever makes you feel good about yourself or just feel content and relaxed and satisfied, that is self-care. If you are miserable, then whatever you're working on isn't really going to see its full potential. The only way for you to produce your best work is when you are being your best self. Now, let me give a little disclaimer type of thing here because I know how some people are. And I know that there are those lazy type of people who are going to hear this and think like, okay, well, Vic is giving me the green light to put off all my work and just go chill with a pint of ice cream and cookie dough and watch a movie And that's that, because that's what I enjoy doing. Now listen, if that's your prerogative, go ahead, do whatever you want. I'm not your boss. I'm not going to tell you what you can or can't do. But what I actually think, you know, for those lazier type of people who really never want to work and never want to get their stuff done or miss their deadlines or, you know, neglect a lot of their stuff, let this maybe at least make you feel a little bit better, because I think maybe lazier type of people feel guilty about their laziness, right? And so then they always feel guilty when they're not being productive. So instead, maybe this can help you feel better and say, I can allow myself some time during the day. I can actually, you know, get work done and do what I want to do as well. There actually is room for both. And then maybe it'll actually help you to be more productive during the hours that you are working, because you don't have to sit there and think the whole time about what you would rather be doing, because now you can time block and give yourself time to do the things that you maybe would rather be doing, like going for a walk or chilling out, going for a drive, whatever it is. So I think that there's a happy medium. And again, I don't want people to just say, oh, well, there we go. That's all I needed to hear was permission from someone to tell me that I don't have to be productive all the time. Like, yes, that absolutely stands true. But please don't also be the person who doesn't get anything done because you needed someone to tell you that it's okay if you get nothing done. Because, I mean, I'm not going to be the person who tells you it's okay to miss all your deadlines and not complete any work, right? So maybe this can just make some people feel better in knowing that you're allowed to give yourself that grace and that break at any point in time that you want during your day or that your schedule allows. And then this way, you might actually enjoy getting your work done more when you're actually working. So that's my kind of word of the day. And something that I realized while I was just recording this that just came to my head was that I think this is why I'm obsessed with home decor. I love decorating. I think because it's a hobby, because it's not work related. I don't make money doing it. There's no compensation. There's no goal here with it. Like, it's just a genuine hobby. And I feel like we have completely lost attachments to hobbies these days. And there are so many fun hobbies that people have. Drawing, playing an instrument, knitting, making clay, decorating, whatever. There's just like so many amazing hobbies that people have that I think that we neglect and forget about because it is not a means of us being productive in what makes us money and what helps our lifestyle and all that. But I've come to realize that my obsession with home decor really stems from being a hobby-like thing for me. And I'm looking around my office that's not done yet. And I'm like, I can't wait to finish in this office. I haven't shared too much about this apartment, but if you guys follow me on my personal Instagram at victoria.alario, you'll see that it's something I've been working on a lot, but it's just fun for me and it's enjoyable and it doesn't make me feel like I'm not being productive with work. I mean, obviously, sometimes I realize that I spent the whole day working on apartment stuff and I didn't do anything for work, but it doesn't make me feel bad at all. And I think because it's something that I really thoroughly enjoy. So that's actually all I have for you guys today. Don't kill me. I know you guys like longer podcasts. Every time I have a short one, people message me like, please make longer podcasts. But I always want to give you quality words and quality episodes. And that's really all I had to say on this topic. So I don't want to fluff this up with anything else that is not relevant. So thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening. I cannot wait to chat with you girls again. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.